Jake writes to us from Katie. He says, Tom, I'm looking at buying a lot and building a beachfront house in Galveston, he writes. He says, I've always heard you say Hardy is the thing. It's the Mac Daddy of siding. But I've heard that Hardy is not the right choice on the coast because salt and sand wear the paint off quickly and that vinyl stands up better. I'm sorry. I'm trying to play this straight here. I'm looking to have this house be a rental house. Tom, what are your thoughts on the siding for it?
Hardy. That's my thoughts. First off, don't blame Hardy for the paint. Get a good quality paint. I had a house down there in Galveston. It was not even Hardy. It was wood, and the paint held up 10 years plus. So it's going to be fine. And as far as high winds and damage with storms and things like that, you can't beat Hardy. Vinyl, you'll see it just rip off one piece at a time when you get those high winds, and it's rather amusing. I watched it many times in my neighborhood.
But it gives you something to do after the storm. Go find your siding, put it back on your house.
Well, if it was aluminum, you could recycle it, but vinyls, you can't even do that.
You can melt it down and make records.
Yeah, it'll end up down in somewhere on down the
Aransas
coast.
Aransas Pass or something.
Yeah, somewhere down there. Somebody right. will use it. So, put on their mobile home.
But all kidding aside, I mean...
No, Hardy's the way to go. In fact, you got to meet wind standards, mm-hmm. and the Hardy will do that. It's a structural. It's more structural, and you have to use a 6-inch. You have to have special nail patterns. And just use a good quality paint. The paint will hold just fine.
So this wives' tale he's heard about, the sand and the salt beating paint off Hardy, is exactly that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the wife part, but yeah.
You know what I mean.
Okay, well, I've had enough of those.